Ever since the days of the gold rush, the San Francisco Bay has been shrinking. Cities and farms have claimed about a third of it, but this month, federal and state officials closed a multi-million dollar deal to reverse course and expand the bay. They're buying more than 16,000 acres of bayshore ponds now dedicated to the production of salt. Their plan is to bring back the tidal marshes and make the bay healthy again. The project is being hailed as the largest wetlands restoration in the West. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Anyone who has enjoyed a window seat on a daytime flight approaching San Francisco Airport has probably seen the area's multicolored salt ponds. From the air, they look like a quilt of giant swimming pools ringing the southern end of the bay.
What they're seeing is various colors of pink and purple and orange, and what they're seeing are various algae and bacteria, this native natural bacteria, and brine shrimp that give different colors to the ponds.
Marge Kohler manages the Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge in Newark, about 15 minutes northeast of San Jose. She explains that people have been making salt in these ponds since the 1850s. It's relatively easy to make a salt pond. You cut off the tidal marshes from the bay with extensive dikes and levees. Then the concentrated water evaporates until all that's left is a crystallized bed of what's known as pickle, the basic material for salt.
It is all natural, though many people look at it and think it's very industrial and that it must be all polluted, and it really isn't. It's just very salty.
Kohler is standing on a small hill on the edge of the bay. On one side, she sees the expanse of salt ponds that she hopes one day will be part of the refuge. On another side, she points to a lush green marsh inside the wildlife refuge that was a salt pond 20 years ago. She says restoring the marsh mostly takes patience.
Each of the wetland areas will have its own unique issues. But generally, what we have found that is if you let the water back into the marsh, they'll restore themselves.
And restoring the tidal marshes, says Kohler, is crucial to the bay's long-term health because the wetlands filter out pollutants from urban runoff and provide a home for fish and shorebirds. Until this month, the salt ponds were owned by Cargill, the agribusiness giant. Several years ago, it decided it needed less salt capacity and began to look for a buyer for about half of its 30,000 acres in the bay. The $100 million deal puts the largest privately held stretch of bay shoreline into public hands.
16,500 acres is about the size of Manhattan, very large, in the middle of 7 million people in the Bay Area, something that you never see.
Cargill spokeswoman Lori Johnson points at a map inside the company's local office.
People have likened it to the Everglades in terms of national and international significance.
Still, there are some challenges. Johnson says Cargill has agreed to pay for any toxic cleanup and to manage the ponds until the water can safely be reopened to the bay, a process that may take years. David Lewis is the executive director of Save the Bay, one of the environmental groups promoting the restoration. He says some ponds may be so far away from the bay, they'll require extensive new systems to recirculate the water.
Because of changes in the groundwater table, some of the ponds are deeply subsided. We wouldn't be able to restore tidal marsh there without bringing in lots of dirt and dredge material to restore their elevation. But we can have other kinds of important habitat there that would be less expensive.
And Lewis warns that the current deal, $80 million in public funds and $20 million in private donations, only buys the land. Much more money will be needed to bring back the marshes. Still, he sees the plan as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
$100 million is a lot of money, but for this much open space that can be restored to vital habitat in the middle of an urban area, provide both wildlife and habitat and recreational values, it's a real steal, actually.
Back at the bayshore, wildlife refuge manager Marge Kohler points at a yellow-footed egret poking around for food in the tidal marsh. It's one sign of how much this marsh inside the refuge has recovered. Kohler says biologists will never be able to make the bayshore look like it did before the gold rush, but she thinks time will work wonders.
There's no such thing as instant gratification in salt marsh restoration. You do have to wait a few years. You can't get everything immediately after you acquire it. But you have to think about your children and your grandchildren and their children and think about, in the future, who's going to benefit from it.
Public meetings begin this spring to decide which ponds to reclaim first. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.